We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Heading out to Minnesota, where Gordon has a question about garage moisture. What's going on, Gordon?
I'm in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I've got a two-stall garage. It's divided. It's a tuck-under garage. The house is a walkout, so the back side of the garage is below grade, and it ramps up from the front to the back. In the springtime, for the first couple of months in the spring, the garage floor is wet, and I believe that it's wicking up or coming up from under the floor. I don't believe it's just condensation forming on the top. My question is there any kind of a sealer or anything that I can do short of knocking out the whole floor? I know that you should have a moisture barrier, some kind of poly under the floor before you poured, if you wanted to put an epoxy coat or something on there.
There's two ways to address a moisture problem in a concrete structure like that. One is to try to make it float, which is not going to happen. And by that, I mean, when you put all sorts of sealers and caulks and so on these floors or on the walls, you're never going to block out 100% of that moisture. But the more effective thing to do is to reduce the volume of moisture that's getting there to begin with. And I think I can explain why you're seeing that moisture on the floor in the spring. Because concrete is very hydroscopic. It's like a sponge. Imagine if you stuck the end of a sponge in some water, how quickly that entire sponge fills up with moisture. That's what happens with concrete. So the first thing I want you to address is the sources of moisture, and they're very likely to be the spring rains and the drainage control of the foundation perimeter. It happens to almost everybody. So the walls that surround that below grade space, we want to make sure that there's gutters on that, covering that side of the roof, that are not only there, they're sized properly, which means you have at least one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface, and that the downspouts are extended well away from the foundation. We're talking 4 to 6 feet. The second thing to do is to make sure that the soil slopes away and there's nothing trapping moisture against the house like landscaping. If you do those two things, you will dramatically reduce the amount of moisture that's getting up against that concrete, and that will stop the moisture that's from pulling up onto the floor and perhaps even through the walls. Now, as for a sealant, what I would recommend you do, because this is a garage floor, is to simply paint it with an epoxy paint. These epoxy finishes now are terrific. They're pretty easy to use. They're a two-part mix. Usually when you buy the epoxy kit, you'll have a gallon that's about 3/4 filled with product, and then a quart can that's the hardener. You mix the two together, and you basically paint the floor. And sometimes there's like color chips that you can drop into paint that help hide dirt. And when it dries, it's a chemical reaction. It's really hard, and it really adheres well to the floor. And I think that will stop some of the residual moisture that's left. But try to control as much moisture as you can before you take that step. And between the two, I think you'll be good to go.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. As far as that epoxy, everything that I've seen says to not apply it to a floor that gets damp. There's a plastic test, and you tape a piece of plastic down, and it moisture forms.
Yeah. Personally, I think that's a really silly test, but people seem to like it. Look, all concrete floors are going to contain some level of moisture. As long as it's not excessively wet, then I think you'll be okay. Now, there usually is an etching material, like an etching wash that you use first. So I would do that just to make sure the floor is ready to accept it. But if you pick a nice dry day, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, well, I thank you for the insight. Appreciate your time.
All right, Gordon. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.